E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. The family of one of the 67 people killed when an airliner collided with an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C. in January has sued the government and the airlines involved,
accusing them of failing to recognize the warning signs after more than 30 documented near misses in the area.
They nevertheless allowed their customers to be exposed to the dangers associated with those near misses.
Attorney Bob Clifford.
There's a corporate negligence and accountability.
The lawsuit also seeks to hold the Federal Aviation Administration and the Army accountable. The final NTSB report identifying the cause of the crash will not be released until at least next year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Homeland Security says one detainee was killed and two others critically injured at an ICE facility in Dallas today, the shooter opening fire with a rifle from a roof before taking his own life. A federal judge has refused to immediately reinstate eight former inspectors general. They sued after the Trump administration fired them with no warning and little explanation. And the Trump administration's holding back grants to some very big school districts.
Schools in New York City, Chicago, and Fairfax County in Virginia missed an administration deadline to agree to stop giving students access to locker rooms and restrooms corresponding with their gender identity. The Education Department says it will not certify they are in compliance with federal civil rights law, making them ineligible for funding for specialty magnet schools. New York City schools will lose about $15 million. A department spokeswoman says public school parents have every right to expect an excellent education, not ideological indoctrination, masquerading as inclusive policy. A spokesperson for New York's Mayor Eric Adams says the federal government is threatening to defund our children's education as a tool to change policies it doesn't like. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. In the nation's capital tonight, it's a dinner getting underway at a very exclusive club. Julie Walker has the story.
Washington's hottest new club has everything. Cabinet secretaries, a new stone patio, white and yellow striped umbrellas, food from the White House kitchen, and even a playlist curated by President Trump.
It's fun to stay at the
The Rose Garden Club, formerly just the Rose Garden, the lawn outside the Oval Office, resembles Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach. Presidents have always used invitations to the White House as a prestigious reward for friends and supporters, but Trump's rebranding of an iconic area of the People's House is unprecedented. Trump debuted the Rose Garden Club earlier this month and is set to host another event Wednesday night. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.